Roscommon back in the Connacht final again, Cathal. Big game coming up against Galway or Sligo. Give me your thoughts on today's winning over Leitrim.
Yeah, it was good now. Leitrim, in fairness, put it up to us, yeah, for the first, you know, first half and everything, and they had us tagged all around the field, you know, and we struggled with really with their defensive system for a good while. And you know, we kind of unlocked them near the end there because they had to come out and try and win the game, in fairness, and they did. So just, yeah, it was nice to get the win, and we have a lot of improvement now until the Connacht final.
Yeah, they were difficult to break down, and then in the second half, I suppose, when they took the shackles off and really went for the game, they opened up Roscommon a couple of times too, so you know that there's maybe ground to work on now ahead of the Connacht final.
Oh, definitely, and in fairness, they did open it up and go for the game. Like, you know, some teams might even bother doing that, you see, in the past there, but like, in fairness, like, they opened it up, tried to go for the game, and didn't work out for them. We kind of went through a few of their holes and that, but look, we've a lot of improvement to make towards the Connacht final, and hopefully we'll be prepped well for whoever we play, Galway or Sligo, in the Connacht final.
A noticeable factor of the game too was the impact that substitutes made on both sides for Roscommon. That's going to be in huge competition now for places ahead of the Connacht final.
It will, definitely, and that was what the mantra we went out with. Like, in fairness, we were told, you know, you're playing for a Connacht final here, realistically, like, and the lads that come on, if you come on and don't play well, you're not going to be playing the Connacht final. So that's the mantra we went out with. Subs came on, in fairness, to put in a serious impact into the game, and you know, they're trying their best to get a starting place and knock us off our starting places. So in fairness, you know, it's a team effort.
Talk to me a little bit about the midfield partnership there with Tighe developing and evolving all the time.
Yeah, in fairness now, it was kind of tit for tat there for a while. I thought the Leitrim could have nearly got the better of us. They won a lot of clean kickouts now. We won a few breaks in that, but they were strong around the middle, in fairness. And we struggled with them a lot of times during that game, so that's probably one of Leitrim's strongest positions in the field. Like, so hopefully me and Tighe now can improve it for the Connacht final, because we're going to need to.
A strong Roscommon panel at the moment. Again, we've talked about strength and depth. You had the experience of last year playing in Croke Park. You went back there, you were Division 2 champions, now heading into a Connacht final. And this Roscommon team, I suppose, you're developing, you're evolving, you're gathering experience the whole time, and you're getting more familiar with these big match occasions.
We are. Look, we're just looking for consistency, realistically. Like, you know, and you could see there from our Division 2 league final that there wasn't that much celebration. So we're just trying to get consistency into our game and just improve every day we go out.
Not to second guess it, but I presume two targets now: a Connacht final, retaining the Nestor Cup, and the Super 8s is on the agenda as well.
Yeah, exactly. It's either win, like, our main goal is to win that back-to-back Connacht titles, and if that isn't to happen, we have to win one more to get into the Super 8s. You know, the Super 8s is a big part of the championship now, so everyone wants to get in there, and that's our plans.